evening, everybody. It's 6:30 on a Monday night. That could only mean one thing. It is Third and Footlong Show on Planet FM 104.6. My name is Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm good. It was the X Games this weekend, so...
Oh, yeah, of course. This is my new fan secret about you, that you are...
Not really a secret, but yeah.
No, well, secret to me. Well, your new
fan... Again, doesn't
not really... Not really secret.
I keep you... Like, I didn't purposely not tell you.
You were like, what would really annoy him to find out about me? That's it. I'm into the X Games. I'm not going to tell him.
It was the first, because there's three this year, so one next week in Japan, and they're back 2 weeks later in New Orleans.
Have you ever been?
No.
Would you like to go?
Yes, it was in Sacramento this year, so that's like wine country as well.
Oh, and you're a wine fan.
Yeah, so.
Yes, okay. I would like to go to the New Orleans one.
Yeah, well, I think we both want to go to New Orleans.
Yes, I've been to New Orleans. Well, I've already scoped it out for you.
You want to go back, don't you?
I do, yeah, but I've already scoped it out.
And then we try all the food, and then, yeah. Because we've already worked out. We can fly to Houston first, see Houston Texans defense. Danny Elf is very happy.
Yeah, that's right, with your...
DT.
Yeah. And then, where was the other one?
Well, we thought Houston, then New Orleans, and then
we got
to Baton
Rouge.
No, but
you said there was Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento, Chiba, and Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to Japan.
I would also go to Japan.
They make fine whiskey, you know.
Wait, quite a lot of their food is seafood, so that would be quite funny for them.
Yeah, that wouldn't be great. Could I just have the rice off the sushi, not the seaweed on the outside, please?
What's funny, I'd just order stuff and they'd be like, it's not seafood, Darren. You'd eat it, be like, it's seafood. I'd be like, no, it's not.
Do you know what? I once thought that seaweed would have very little flavour.
Oh, no,
I thought it'd just be like leaf, right?
No, very flavourful.
Oh, God. I remember eating some once. I was like, I was just like, nah. I'd really struggle with sushi because I'd have to then cut the seaweed plus about 2 mil of rice off because it would be contaminated. And then whatever. If it's just avocado in the middle, I'm down. Or chicken or... teriyaki, I'm down with that, but they always put like tuna or salmon and
Yeah, well, there's actually other food than sushi in Japan.
Dear Saint Pierre, do you think it's weird having a French sounding sushi?
It's owned by a Korean, if that makes it even weirder to you. They also,
well,
Korea
it's
also
kind
has
of
sushi.
Oriental.
No, Korea also has sushi, it's just called something else.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, sorry. Sorry, Korea.
But anyway, welcome to the show.
I know.
And welcome to the show, everybody else. And as we say every week, if you are watching this or listening to this on anything other than Planet FM, don't forget to like and subscribe. Drop a comment like someone did this week.
A nice comment.
Wasn't a nice comment.
Can we be specific? Drop a nice comment. Mean comments can go away, thank you.
I don't mind mean comments. They humour me. I just lie.
They humour you. They annoy me.
Yeah, it annoys you. I sent a screenshot to you where this guy was like,
not everything has to be on the internet, you know.
Yes.
I wish I'd have had your answer first.
I know, I thought
your answer was great. It was like, no, not even just every comment.
Yeah, no.
Jerk.
You were all nice in your reply.
I know.
You chose to be positive.
I do. I choose love, not hate.
No.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a defense.
That's right, yeah. I'm just all about that offensive, like...
I'm a defensive-minded person, so... Yeah.
Our social medias have been going well this week, actually. They love, for some reason, our shorts.
Yes.
Me embarrassing myself in some way.
Yeah, I started hashtagging. Have you ever looked at what I hashtag?
No. What have you hashtagged? Do you hashtag me?
Hashtag dad joke. Hashtag dad humor.
I saw the dad joke. Yeah, I saw that.
Just hashtagged. So, yeah, now you're going to be real big in the...
In the dad humor. The daddy humor. Daddy humor.
Daddy community.
Well, I am some Sabrina Carpenter fan or something.
Yes.
She's into all daddy music and stuff like that.
You know, you might find your new number one fan, Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, don't, because my family have already got a thing about me, even knowing of Sabrina Carpenter's existence.
But you know most music, why is that?
I do. I don't know whether they think there's a me and Sabrina Carpenter. She's like 35 years younger than I am. Like,
she's
give it up.
To, yeah. Didn't she just do, she did that Leonardo DiCaprio? Cake,
yeah. Didn't you see like some of her performances? She's raunch.
No, I'm gonna be honest, she is.
No. I do like her music. I am a Sabrina Carpenter fan.
I don't mind when it comes on
my radio.
But my
family are not impressed by the fact of that. I don't know why that is.
It's quite fun. Like, it's quite,
yeah,
it's fun music. It's not,
it's kind of, you know, up the world music type stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, no care. I'm all down for it. So how was your weekend?
X Games. How was your weekend?
Was that it? X Games was it?
So I went to the World Press exhibition.
The what?
World Press exhibition, photography exhibition.
Oh, the photography one, which has the cool
and
photos
the old,
of the year.
Yeah, in the old Swift & Coe's building.
That's on for a few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very airy.
But like this huge department store, which now has nobody in it.
Yeah, and because it was only on one floor, you just saw like darkness on the other floors.
Wow.
It was very, because you know how that's been a department store for over 100 years. Like it was very weird.
Yeah.
Also, the exhibition was stunning with some amazing photographs.
I've seen one photo. It was like of a cat or something with something flying past it. And I was like, I got to go and see that.
It's a really good exhibition,
It's on for a few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
I haven't missed it yet, have I?
No, it finished in a few weeks. It was very interesting because it was very, there was like the first photo they opened up was very positive, and then it was just like more depressing.
That was last year as well, just war and ravage and earthquakes, and
like,
I was like, stop
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful photos, beautiful
of
reasoning.
Death.
No, you know, but like they were all very impactful and very well shot.
Yes.
They were all very depressing, make you quite happy to live in New Zealand.
Oh, were they from around the globe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might give myself a day off on Sunday, and you know what I might do?
Go.
I might go and do that.
Mm. I just tried the Ethiopian restaurant next door as well. It was good.
Oh, I've never tried Ethiopia. What's the guile? Is it meat? Is it fish?
I had the vegetarian dish, but there's also meat and stuff, yeah.
No, I just didn't want it, because just before we came on air,
Japan
we're talking about sushi and seafood, and I want to go, like, Mongolian and Ethiopian, and where's meat? I want meat. Yep.
Meat. Barbecue.
Man of protein.
Barbecue. That's why we should go to Deep South.
Yes.
Land of the barbecue.
We should. I've checked it out for us already. Knowing that this show was coming 7 years later, I went and checked it out in advance. I even went and checked out the Superdome for us.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
And
take
Baton Rouge.
Take
well.
Earplugs. No, I didn't get to Baton Rouge.
Oh, we'll have to do this time.
I'm devastated I never got to Baton Rouge.
We'll have to this time.
No. Hmm. I don't think my kids would have appreciated. And it wasn't college season because it was the end.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally the week before the national championship game between LSU and Clemson in New Orleans. And I was leaving 2 days before the national championship game.
So that would have been like $10,000.
I did look online. I was so wanted to do it. It would have cost us $11,000 for 2 tickets. Lock the kids in the hotel. They don't need to come. Yeah. Especially seeing as it was LSU in New Orleans as well. So, anyway.
Not
what
really.
What did I do? Oh, I went and did some photos. Not me taking them, because I'm rubbish at that. Me having photos, which is probably equally as rubbish.
No,
I'm not sure I'm photographing. I don't think I'm photographing.
I think we've shot some very good video and photos of you. Not doing just embarrassing things.
Yes.
I think we actually have done some good photos.
I don't think I'm not really
of
photogenic, but... For our show that we are collectively in.
Yes.
Which isn't happening this year, which was, I was so sad.
I thought you meant this show, and I was like, yes, I am here right now, Darren.
No,
I know I said I was tired,
show.
But I'm aware of my location.
The other show. The rehab show.
Yes.
2027 looks like the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I was so sad.
But you have this show.
I have this show.
If that was what you were sad about. Thanks, Darren. Should I walk out of the studio now? Because that was great.
I should probably leave. No, this is the greatest thing I do in the week. And when I'm driving over, this is my favouriteest thing. Just learning...
TikTok line.
Learning speeches for TikTok videos. That's my life.
Yeah, that is your life.
Thank you. So, yes, and then hosted a comedy final on Saturday night, which was excellent, good high vibe, good team won. Happy's all round.
Should I hit the food poll music?
Let's do it.
Every time.
Did you just add a new...
No, I didn't.
I never get the explosion at the end. I never feel that's coming.
I know, it's quite fun.
It's
every
good.
Time you're just like, look at me, you're like, what just happened?
What happened? Yeah. Did it break?
No, you got shot.
So this week was juices.
Juices.
Fruit juices.
Juice.
Juice.
All about that juice.
And it was you that inspired juice. This one. I got some good facts about juices. Do you want me to juice up?
I just did the juice pot. Do you want me to do the Darren facts music now?
Have you got one?
Yes, remember?
Oh, go on then.
I don't know what it is. I can't remember what it is now. Oh, wow.
Whoa! That's impossible.
That is correct.
Wow.
There you go, Darren.
That just sounds like me emceeing. Yes, we're going to do facts first. Then we'll do poll second.
Okay.
Only on the basis that I've not set the Facebook page up to have the poll ready. Fruit juices are refreshing, nutrient-dense beverages packed with vitamins, or vitamins, depends where in the world you are listening, but they have a fascinating history and science behind them. For instance, did you know, DT, that orange juice is the most popular fruit juice in the world?
I could have probably guessed that.
Or that, but we will our poll. Because that's the one that matters, not the rest of the world.
Not really.
Third and footlong fans are
The poll that matters is pulp or no pulp. Pulp or no pulp.
Pulp or no pulp.
No pulp.
Should we do that next week?
No pulp.
Should we do that next week?
Absolutely do not bring me pulp juice.
But I'm going to talk to you about that, actually, because I think your attitude on that...
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It gets in your teeth. It's so bad.
Or did you know that fresh apple juice instantly turns brown because of air exposure?
I'm actually allergic to apple juice. No, I did not know that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you allergic to apples?
No, I can eat apples. I can't have the juice. I can't have apple cider either. That's why I don't drink cider.
When you, like, bite into an apple?
Yes.
Juice comes out because there's juice in apples.
Yeah, so it's the preservatives they use to preserve apple juice. That has not gone well.
I was like, this is going weird. Are you allergic to... I'm allergic to apple juice. Are you allergic to apples? No.
No.
Here we go. A few fun facts about fruit juices.
Yeah.
The scurvy saviour.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. In the 19th century, a British law was passed requiring all Navy ships to carry citrus juice on board to prevent scurvy among sailors.
You said jupe.
I did say jupe.
It was great.
Carry a citrus jupe.
Jupes.
Jupes on board to prevent scurvy among sailors. Not a modern invention.
No.
It's great they've got these little bullet points so I can... Not a modern invention. The earliest archaeological evidence of juice making dates back to 8000 BCE. Why don't they just BC? What was the E on the end?
Yeah.
In the form of ancient grape pits.
So they're making wine.
Third. Liquid
juice
nutrition.
Wine?
Liquid nutrition. Just 1 4-ounce glass of 100% fruit juice is considered a full serving of fruit. This is where... But is often recommended to eat the whole fruit instead to retain the natural dietary fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you regular. Gut movement. Juices made from fruits like prunes, pears and peaches contain a natural sugar alcohol called sorbitol, which can help relieve constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome for those eating dinner. By drawing water into the colon.
Creatine does a similar thing.
Grape discovery. Next one. Dr. Thomas B. Welch invented a way to pasteurise grape juice in 1869 so that it wouldn't ferment into alcohol, selling it originally as Dr. Welch's Unfermented Wine. It's not a particularly catchy title, is it?
No, but Welch's grape juice still exists today.
Yes. Next fact is called Nasty Canned Oranges. In the 1930s, the idea of drinking orange juice for breakfast did not exist. And look at it now. 100 years later, the most popular in the world. When commercial orange juice first debuted in cans, the canning process made it taste terrible. Americans drank an average of 19 pounds... drank an average of 19 pounds of whole oranges per year, but only about a teaspoon of canned orange juice.
19 pounds is a weird metric.
It is.
To choose for that.
Isn't litres kind of the metric of drink?
Yes.
Not pounds?
I don't even... Yeah.
Here we go. Three to go. The accidental drug discovery. Grapefruit juice, a modern breakfast staple, was historically involved in a weird scientific accident. Scientists in the 1980s used grapefruit juice to mask the bitter taste of a medication, only to discover it actually blocked an enzyme that breaks down drugs, creating a massive, unexpected overdose effect. So if you're taking tablets, don't drink grapefruit juice by the sound of it.
Have you not seen that on any medication you get?
No.
Oh, it's very
about not
common.
Drinking grapefruit juice?
Yes, it's very common. It's very common.
Probably because the people who administer me medication know that I think the grapefruit juice tastes like ass anyway. Fruit punch was originally beerless beer. In the 17th century, fruit punch was created as a substitute for beer for sailors and shipmen. Because beer would quickly spoil or go flat on long, warm ocean voyages, sailors mixed local tropical ingredients like citrus fruits, sugar and rum, in turn creating the very first batches of punch.
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 Wow. You ready for the last one?
Sure.
The juice as health food shift. In the early 20th century, US government initiatives to supply soldiers overseas with vitamin C gave rise to a new frozen concentrate method. Aggressively marketed as the ultimate health food, the popularity of sugary fruit juices boomed, completely changing the global breakfast table.
They're not really healthy, though.
No, not those ones, especially for you.
Well, the apple, no. Apple, I have to take a day off work.
It's interesting because the body absorbs its sugars rapidly. Health organisations recommend consuming fruit juice in strict moderation, typically no more than one glass daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, right? Because you think that it's actually healthy, but it goes the opposite way. And that's even pure fruit juice.
Yep.
So, there you go. There's my 10 facts. I did have loads of facts, but the others, I was just like, well, they're boring. So I went and searched for 10 fun facts about fruit juice. So I hope you enjoyed
fruit
those.
Juice.
Hope you enjoyed those. And we hope you enjoyed those. Hope you enjoyed those.
There you go.
There you go.
That's where you're meant to go, not me.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed it as well. And I hope you enjoyed it. So there's your fruit juice. Now I'm going to need to go and find the Facebook page, if you could talk about something in between.
Okay,
and then
so
we'll get there.
Poll, mango juice and passion fruit juice. I was like astounded by the amount of tropical fruit-based juices you chose.
Well, I went and just did a search on most popular juices. Because we're a global show.
I know.
I didn't just go New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I actually went global because we are a global show. And the comments did come in.
But you didn't have grape juice.
Yeah, and somebody said, do you know the one I regret missing? But then I didn't regret missing because I went, I know what's going to happen if I put this in here.
What?
Tomato juice. It'll be like, is it a vegetable or a fruit? It'll be like,
it's a fruit, but lots of people like tomato juice. Like, I've met many people who drink tomato juice.
It came up in the poll as well.
Bloody Marys, but like actually drink it.
It came up in the poll as well.
And lots of people drink it on the plane because apparently it changes flavour in the air due to the altitude or something that you're at, and it's sweeter. And I thought that was the most random thing I've ever been told by a person I sat next to on a plane.
So we've got truly, that's a very interesting thing to find out.
A random person I sat next to on a plane told me, and I was like, okay, so it's going to be one of those flights.
Most average chat up line ever. Stuart from the UK, Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Does cider count as apple juice? I said, are you asking for a friend? He's like, no, me. So he was totally owning it. Karen from Auckland, chocolate is a fruit juice.
What? I guess, theoretically.
Theoretically, chocolate is a fruit juice. So the problem is I like chocolate, but then I also like Pringles, of which I ate virtually a whole can to myself yesterday.
Do you remember those Cadbury, like, chocolate Pringles? Like, those things that you could get in the UK that looked like Pringles, but were Cadbury?
Yeah.
Just thin chocolate? I can't remember what they're called.
We've already had the discussion about my diet, and this is only just giving you more ammunition for that. Joe, Chicago Bears fan.
Bear down.
I don't know why I did that because my headphones were still on and I knew I was going to get done
in public once. Someone said that.
What, you just shouted bear down?
Because someone said Chicago and it was like reaction.
Is this your Tourette's moment? Is it you just...
I can't not. It's very hard not to.
Here we go. I've got more comments. We got Kaz from the UK. Just had a nice glass of tomato juice. My favourite. Mm-hmm. Wonder if I'm a bit weird. And then loads of people were like, no, you're not weird.
No, lots of people like tomato juice.
Emma then answered to her. It just became this whole bloody woman discussion.
bloody thing.
Works with vodka and Worcestershire sauce, I hear.
Like a Bloody Mary, bloody thing.
Bloody thing. Has to be Emma again. God, she was on a roll this week. Has to be the... You can see what I have to live with now. Has to be the real deal, though. None of this concentrated rubbish.
I'm surprised she didn't say she preferred coffee.
Oh, you know that. Mm. Candice from Auckland. Carrot and apple combined is my absolute fave.
I know a lot of people do that with ginger as well. Like, they add ginger to it as like an immunity shot.
Kira, real fruit only. Mm-hmm. As in, like, I mean, just like fruit, yeah, yeah, yeah. None of this juice. Okay. Cheryl, feijoa.
Yes.
Nah, feijoas are gross.
I know you don't like feijoas, feijoas, but some people do.
I had a feijoa tree. It was the most useless thing that was ever at my house.
I don't know how.
You like them, don't you?
I do like them, oh, but I'm allowed to like what I like.
I know you are.
It's not hurting anyone.
I don't tell you to eat, but it's just like me and you couldn't have such diametrically opposing palates.
Do you know what's good, though, is when we do travel for our food, you can eat all the deep-fried stuff because I can't eat that and I can eat all the
yeah,
food.
Yeah, so I'll be like Elvis and die on the toilet.
And I'll be
halfway,
fine.
Halfway, yeah. I'll make sure I'll be in Memphis as well, so I'll die on the toilet. Mm-hmm. Sophia, water, coffee and herbal tea, and nothing else for me.
That's fine.
To which I replied, don't forget to put your Quaker outfit on when you go out later. Corin, of course, it's not a poll unless Corin's whinging about something. No tomato juice listed. I don't drink it, but nonetheless disappointed in this poll.
Do you drink juice, Darren?
I like orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
When we go through the poll, I'll let you know what. Well, because you voted as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
There was one more. There was Corin again. Craig is absolutely livid to see no juice of any nut variety. Why did I start reading this?
I don't know why you started reading that one. I have to say, though, because grape juice, I do. Like, I like wine, but I also actually like grape juice that's non-alcoholic. It's quite pleasant.
Yeah, grape juice is nice. Mm. Grape juice is nice. I like sweet wine, grape yeah. juice. Yeah, I'm down for that. So, should we go through the scores?
Mm-hmm.
I did put in there, hell no, I find other ways to keep myself regular. Somebody did vote for that.
Okay.
It was your friend, Mark from...
Oh, no.
Yes, it was.
Bit of.
It was, yes. What else in there? Cranberry, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Passion fruit, 4%. I love some passion fruit. Grapefruit, 4%. Not surprised. Tastes like dog. Other, 6%, which is the tomato juice brigade. Mm-hmm. I'm not even getting into the vegetable versus fruit. Mango, 6%. And it's weird tropical stuff going on, isn't it? Guava. You were on that bike, weren't you?
Yeah, I like guava.
4%.
It's very sweet. 4%.
Nice. So guava was... I'll have to try it. I've never tried guava juice.
It's not the New Zealand guavas. It's like the South American guavas.
So we're into the big four.
Mm-hmm.
With 13% of the vote, it is tropical. Yeah. Which I know is unfair and it's a cheat because it's a accumulation of others. Then we had a tie... In second place on 18%.
Pineapple and apple?
Was indeed.
Yeah.
Was indeed. Which means
that
the global people have spoken, but more importantly, the global people of Third and Footlong have spoken.
Orange.
23.
One of our colours, actually.
23%.
One of our colours, so we'll take it.
Do you reckon we should do pulp or no pulp next week? But then that's only really reaching out to the 23%. Although apple, nah. Apple's not really pulped, is it?
Apple, you can do cloudy or not cloudy.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll have to think. More work required on that one.
Pineapple, not really.
I used to love those machines that they've got in New World where you put a pot and it does. That's amazing.
It's fun to watch.
Isn't it great? But it costs about $10 for a pineapple after you've put it through there.
Oh, yeah.
And all that comes out is like that, which I know no one on the radio can see what that is, so you'll have to go to the YouTube channel and go and watch it. What are you measuring?
I could just do that, but it'd be so fun.
Wouldn't it just be great, just for the whole day, just do that for other people?
Juice. You have to clean it at the end of the day, though.
Oh, no, that'd be gross, nightmare. Wouldn't it?
Ugh.
So, do we want to move on to...
News?
Yes. Do you want me to start?
Should we start with the sad news out of our team?
Yes.
Do you want to start with that one? Should we just get it out of the way?
Yeah,
because it's not great.
It's not at all.
No.
Detroit Lions cornerback Terrion Arnold was arrested on 8 felony counts, including armed robbery and kidnapping. I'm not being funny, right?
No.
What is it with NFL players? They are earning mozza. And this... No. No. Some of these have only been in the league 4 years.
I don't know.
I just don't understand. Someone probably will say, well, that's because you've got no talent and you won't ever understand. But I don't understand it. They're all involved in these wild crimes and...
It's the culture.
It is sad.
The society, I don't
know. Stemming from a February incident in Tampa, Florida, he has remained in jail awaiting a hearing. Very talented player indeed as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is sad. I'm bringing one story back I haven't talked about for a couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Diana Rossini.
Wait.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
It's not important at all, but the New York Times, who funnily enough owned The Athletic, who were her employer, have actually published some information relating to this, saying that while she was earning $800,000 a year working for The Athletic, she was also being paid to be Mike Vrabel's unofficial coaching scout. So she was actively talking to teams and trying to find him his next role after leaving the Titans, despite already earning. And also, the report says that on multiple occasions, she used her access to coaches to get off speeding and texting while driving tickets.
So I saw that. I don't understand I don't know. Like, that thing threw me. I
get you to talk to the coach of the New England Patriots. Here you go. This is Mike. And then Vrabel would come on and he would go, oh, she's such a great person. You really shouldn't give her a ticket. And of course, if that's a New England Patriots fan, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Please go along on your way. It's abuse of power.
No, what's fantastic, though, is your American accents. We should make you do more of these.
Oh, that's thank you very much indeed. Do you want to take some news next?
I'll try and find some happy news. Here we go. Two tight ends extended for 3 years, one of them being the Jags tight end, Brenton Strange, worth up to $48 million, and the other being Kyle Pitts for the Falcons, worth up to $54
million. Yes, Pittsburgh Steelers signed defensive back Amari Harvey to a one-year deal and released defensive end KJ Henry.
Mm. Gibbs versus Robinson. It's apparently heating up because both of the agents are trying to work out who will sign first, because then the other person will sign for more. So it's apparently quite a battle trying to get one of them to sign first.
The Brandon Ayuk drama continues.
Yes, wants to be released to sign with the Commanders.
Yes, taunted San Francisco fans this week with a Go Commanders chant.
Yes. Fantastic.
DeAndre Hopkins status, veteran free agent wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins says he will not force his way onto a roster but is hoping to join a Super Bowl contender. Is he past that now?
I don't know. You can always bring him into the postseason.
I mean, Randy Moss came and played at a later age.
And last bit of news I have, CFL, which is the Canadian Football League, will not allow Brendan Sorsby to join their league. So he is not allowed to sign and or play for the Canadian Football League this year. So again, not really sure. I don't know if Division 2 or the junior colleges have ruled out him, but he has actually graduated, so I'm not sure if he can go to a JUCO.
Do you think there's something odd about the story?
Something, it's very much reminiscent of the whole Lamar Jackson collusion thing. I don't know, is he going to end up in the European Football League at this point? I'm not sure.
Well, there's something going on that they've all kind of come together and gone, no.
I know, which is interesting because actually North Dakota State quarterback had a similar charge, and he is actually in the league and being not drafted. He was signed undrafted free agent, but he's actually on a team at the moment.
I do have more news.
Mm-hmm.
CBS this week released its annual top 100 NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
Sparking debate over the league's top talent. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have, because the league is also doing their top 100 that's voted by the players.
Did you agree with that top 100?
I honestly, because half the time it's like a popularity contest, so I don't overly pay attention to them. Do you overly pay attention?
Well, it was interesting because when it says CBS released, it meant Pete Prisco released. And the minute I saw Pete Prisco's name linked with it, I just gave it absolutely no time. He did have your favourite man at number one, though.
Who's my favourite man?
Miles Garrett.
He's not my favourite man.
He is. He's your Browns' favourite man. Defensive end.
Carson Swishinger was my Browns' favourite man.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. He was a good rookie.
So, yeah, he was number one. And then a lot of my picks from last week were actually in there in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson was number 10. I don't get that at all.
That's what I mean. It's a popularity contest. Yeah. Lamar Jackson is a good quarterback. Like, you can't say he's not a good quarterback, but not popularity.
But Ja'Marr Chase was in there. Joe Burrow was in there. Blah, blah, blah. So, college news, NCAA eligibility reform. The NCAA passed a model allowing athletes to play up to five seasons across the five-year clock, altering roster management and waiver rules. Calendar overall, the Division I cabinet tweaked the college football calendar by confirming changes to the 14-week season and adjusting how bowl games work. I got a couple more. Do you want me to go a couple more?
Raise the hogs to the bowl. Come on, guys.
Brendan Salisbury was in there, but Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss publicly disagreed with LSU coach Lane Kiffin's controversial narrative regarding how recruits view Ole Miss. That week three game's going to go off.
I know.
When Kiffin has to go back to Ole Miss, it's on.
Do you know when you're just like, whoever's advising Lane Kiffin, you just kind of want to tell him to shut up?
But that's Lane Kiffin. No one understands now, that's Lane
Kiffin. No, that is Lane Kiffin. But imagine if you were the PR guy. You'd kind of go, can you just shut up? Like, you would be like,
For God's sake, Lane.
You better pay me more for this because this is a lot.
Lane works off all attention is good attention.
Yes.
But when he goes back to Ole Miss, when he left or when it was rumoured someone tried to run him off the road.
Yeah.
So this ain't helping you get back in and out of there safely.
Didn't need security.
And then Fox Sports released their top 10 college quarterback rankings heading into the upcoming 2026 season.
I only paid attention to college properly for 1 year. Those quarterbacks that were meant to be outstanding were terrible last year, so now absolutely no thought to any top quarterbacks before a season. Thank you.
What's really interesting is some of those quarterbacks who were terrible last season are now ranked between 1 and 5 this year.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't get it.
So Dante Moore, Oregon, is number one.
So he actually played well last year. So
Arch Manning, number two.
That's a name thing,
Julian Sain, number three.
He played fine.
Trinidad Chambliss, four.
He played fine.
CJ Carr, Notre Dame, five.
I don't actually remember him as quarterback. No.
John Mattia, Oklahoma, six.
Hmm.
Started well, got injured, then struggled. Mm-hmm. Jaden Maviar, USC, number seven. Darian Mensah, Miami, number eight.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hoover, taking over from big shoes to fill, from Fernando Mendoza at Indiana, is nine. And then the new LSU quarterback, Sam Leavitt, is number 10.
Is it Leavitt or Leavitt?
Leavitt. Well, it's L-E-A-V. So
isn't that Leavitt?
Isn't it Leavitt?
I don't know.
Leave it.
You'll find out.
We'll find out. I'll find out. I should know, shouldn't I? I know the LSU guy.
Aww.
There we go. Anyway. What was that? Your friendship?
Sweet.
Was that your best friendship?
Sweet.
Would you like me to open some cards?
Yes.
Do you want to do cards?
1 second.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This is happening.
Wow.
Do your cards.
Have we got time for these?
Open it.
Okay.
Do it. To be fair, my Monday night showdown's pretty short, so you'll be
okay,
right.
There we go. Because we have got the NFC East coming up shortly.
I know we do, yeah.
I need to do more signposting of this show at the start. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
I'm a complete failure in this. Because you gave me the first card last time, I'm going to give you the first card this time. Here they are. I've only just literally opened them. I haven't looked in them. I should have opened them on camera. But your first card is...
Lifted a bit higher, bro. Yay! You're in frame. Okay, Luke Musgrave. Interesting, because he's the Packers' second tight end. He will probably play a big role while you've got Tucker Kraft coming back, but yeah. Exciting. Do you know what's funny? I was looking up, just talking about European descendant Packers players. Do you remember Jordy Nelson? He was really good.
Yeah. Where did he go?
He retired.
Okay.
Sorry, just talking about that. But yeah, Luke Musgrave.
Oh, baby. Someone I at least know about.
Do you not know about Luke Musgrave?
I know Luke Musgrave, but someone I know about. It's nice for me to draw someone I know about from following college football. Troy Franklin, the Denver Broncos.
He's from LSU, right?
Nah.
Oh, no.
He was Oregon.
Oh,
he was with
Bo
Nix.
He was the one who joined
Bo Nix. They brought the two of them in together. Mm-hmm. First season, bit dropsy. Last year, much better.
Dropsy, McBlopsy.
Yeah. When I opened it at first, I thought he got a Colts top on, because that got very, not Colts, Chargers. It's got a very Chargery look to it.
This is very clearly the Packers.
That is very clearly the Packers. I think a lot of faith in Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
He's still obviously not wide receiver number one. He's probably actually wide receiver number three now.
Or four, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he will be behind Waddle and Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
I think three. I'm trying to think who else they would put in front of him. That'd probably be it. I think he'd be free. So, he will play a major part for Denver again this year, but boy, have they got a tough start.
Oregon State, Oregon. Random.
Yeah. There you go. Tough start. You have got... I forgot it's the right way around. Yep.
I don't know. Oh, Derwin James. Just signed a contract this year for the Chargers.
There you go.
Safety. The hybrid, the person who is meant to stop Kelsey, but often actually doesn't in games. He does sometimes shut him down, but sometimes he doesn't. He gets past him. He is very good safety for the Chargers. I quite like when he rushes, though, because he's a pretty good sacker as well.
I saw some video talking of Kelsey. Mm-hmm. I saw a video the other day. I was just, you know, when you see shorts and they've just got a title and they draw you in.
Like
there was
how
one,
ours are meant to,
as ours do, yeah. It said the day that Kelsey got owned, and I was like, oh, I got to watch this.
Who's it by?
It was Von Miller. He tried to run through, and Miller literally picked him up and threw him into the...
Yeah.
I mean, that was insane, because Kelsey's no small guy.
Yeah, but Von Miller was a bit different.
MVP Super Bowl 50.
A bit different.
Did you see the Kelsey's getting married in Madison Square Garden?
No, I hadn't heard. Had he?
Here we go. Oh, Legend Series.
D'Angelo Hall famously got absolutely owned by DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
in Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Had a very good cornerback, hit very hard, was very fun to watch.
Yes. So, Legend Series, Atlanta Falcons.
And I remember him all with the Commanders.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to say, yeah. They've had some weird ones uniformed up in these packs, haven't they?
Mm.
They had another one that was like that. You are getting... Oh, God.
Mike Green, the problematic Ravens edge, who's apparently ready to rush the quarterback. He was the one who had a lot to say about John Harbaugh on his way out the door, like a lot, some very explicit, about how he was not allowed to rush how he wanted to. He was told to just hold the run, and he wasn't allowed to rush the QB. So that was very interesting. So he better deliver, because he had a lot of words to say.
Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, isn't that what the coach is there for, to find out where your strength is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's lots of players in the NFL that aren't doing what they want to do, but...
It's interesting, because you have a few Ravens players who exited and then played better with other teams.
Who have I got?
You've got Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Oh, which is sad, because he's again out this year.
Yeah. Injury plagued.
It's rough.
Great player.
Yeah, J.O.K.
Linebacker. Yeah.
Very good. It's very sad.
Browns.
It's bad luck, man.
It is, yeah. Here we go. We've got two to go. Two to go. Which one do you want, front or back?
I don't know. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to give you front.
I can't see the name. It's a Patriot, though.
Oh, sorry.
Chad Johnson. On the Patriots, that's a weird uniform to put him in. What? This is a super weird uniform to put him in.
Is that... Chad Johnson, as in...
No, it's not Ocho Cinco.
No, I was going to say, it can't be Ocho Cinco.
Oh, wait, no, it is Ocho Cinco.
Is it?
Yeah.
When was he a Patriot?
Because he's 85. No, you remember he did the last year on the Patriots trying to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah. Why is he in a Patriots uniform?
He's the Bengals like, all day, right?
Also, his name is not Chad Johnson anymore. He changed it to Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
This is a very random card.
You should write to the card. Go to the BSA or something like that and go... What a random... Here we go. This is what you could have won.
That was a weird jersey. George Kittle.
Won the top five tight ends.
Should we talk about his grass debate that he started this week?
one of the top five GMs. Tight ends in the league by far.
Yeah.
I would have him on my team.
Oh, he's by far. He's so much fun to watch as
well. Even though I didn't have him on my team last week.
No.
I'd have him on my team except the team that I had last week.
Yep.
Another good round of cards.
Another good round of cards.
Excellent. Good work. Should we go divisional?
Divisional. Let's roll. Do you want me to play the divisional music?
Let's do it.
Let's go!
Do you know that? That music's like rolling, and then you have some like cartoon princess on the air. Yeah. Let's go!
It's me. No, it's not.
It is you.
It's actually not. It does kind of sound like me.
So this week,
NFC East.
This is going to be an interesting division.
Yeah.
I was looking through this and I was doing my kind of look through the, you know, very quickly look through the schedule. And I don't think I can really hand on heart pick a winner for this division this year.
No, especially because the Eagles are very hard to trust. I reckon if the Eagles weren't as hard to trust and they weren't as drama filled, you could go, oh yeah, Eagles is who I'd pick to win. They've got 10.5 as their over-under. But you just can't, you can't trust them. Because, oh my God, do they implode. Like, it's not like they just, like, fall off. Like, just gradually decline. It's they genuinely just go off a cliff.
I think there's a bigger problem there. There's a cultural problem in the background, 100%. Right? Obviously, there was the whole... I still believe that AJ Brown thing last year completely derailed the entire team.
Yep.
It then put focus onto Jalen Hurts. It put focus onto him getting criticised all the time. Sirianni... I get the feeling Sirianni is one of those coaches you like for 2 years, but then you just get really tired.
I also don't think he's not the person controlling the team. It's very much Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
And he is first and foremost the controller of the team. He always puts together a very good team. He's put together a very good team again this year. They have completely remade their wide receiving room. And you say it's still a good wide receiver room. Like, it's not like they go, oh, AJ Brown, there's going to be a decline. You go, oh, they're just going to play a different way. Probably feature Saquon Barkley more. Have Hurts under center, which is apparently he's learning, which will be interesting to see how he goes with that because he's not been
Fernando
under center.
Mendoza situation.
Yes, similar to also actually another QB in this division, also learning under center, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing, sorry, just going back to the Eagles, of course, they've had a huge change of coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, Fangio's still there, right?
Fangio's still there.
Not
they have
an amazing
lost,
culture builder.
But, no, they've lost Christian Parker to the Cowboys, which is actually a big deal because their defensive backfield in the Eagles is very good, and you kind of wonder how much of that is Christian Parker. Obviously, you have the two very talented defensive backs.
Yeah.
Who I picked on my top defense last week.
A 10-win season for them would be pretty disappointing. Probably may not even see them in the playoffs and would see probably Sirianni fired.
I don't think anyone would be surprised if they weren't in the playoffs, which is sad because then you just know something obviously imploded drama-wise. Yeah. I do actually think it would be good for Jalen Hurts to move on because I think he actually deserves a bit better than what he's treated. And also the O-line, can it return to dominance? Because it did actually, it went downhill last year.
Well, at the end of this season, there's going to be a team where it's going to be looking for a quarterback that someone may have predicted.
Oh my God, if Jalen Hurts went to the Steelers, I would have to bring it out and be like, Darren, look, I got one thing right. One thing right.
I would never hear the end of that for the eternity of the rest of this show.
One thing. Everything else is wrong, but that one thing is right.
Okay. We got Fernando Mendoza at number one in the draft. There's the other one thing we got right.
That felt like not very hard to get right. Should we go to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders?
It, yeah. Obviously, a difficult season, a difficult second, well, follow-up season for Daniels.
Yeah.
That horrendous broken elbow type thing. Yeah.
Over under is 7.5 for the team. Yeah. Dan Quinn did bring in two new coordinators and David Blow. And Durante Jones is the DC.
Yeah, they're a difficult team to pick this year. Feel like they could be in rebuild mode, but then...
They added so much on defense, though.
Yeah.
That defense has to, because Dan Quinn is defense. You know
That's
how they
right.
always say you get fired for what you're good at?
Yeah.
If your defense is not good this year, then you will probably be fired. I'm sorry, Dan Quinn. Like, you can't not have a good defense. You brought in so many. They brought in, like, what is it? Odafe Owe, Amenihu, Okonkwo, the tight end, Leo Chanel, Nick Cross. Like, they brought in so much on the defense. You can't not be better.
But do you think that just being good on the defense is going to be enough this year? Because it kind of peaked early, right? They had that massive first season, And then last year, Daniels got injured and they just couldn't get it going. If they...
I think the offense is holding out for Ayuk. Because if you look at their wide receivers are a bit shaky. So, yeah, be interesting.
But, like, if they only win 9, they ain't getting in the playoffs.
No,
not
unless,
in the NFC.
The Eagles implode.
Yeah, well, even so, because if the Eagles implode, they finish 9 or 8.
Yeah.
I don't think 9's going to be enough to get in the playoffs. Not in the NFC.
It depends on how the other teams in their division go, because it could easily, like, this whole division could implode quite easily, because they all are quite good at doing that.
Should we go to the Giants next?
Yes, the Giants.
We'll leave America's team till last.
Giants, same, 7.5 is their over-under.
Which I'm surprised, because they've got talent. A lot of. They've drafted well.
I'm very concerned about Matt Nagy as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's never really done well anywhere, has he?
Mm-mm.
I'm surprised that Harbaugh's gone that way.
Aren't you a bit worried that the 2-star offensive players are coming off quite horrific injuries? Like Cam Scatterbo, horrific ankle injury. Malik Nabers, horrific knee injury.
Yeah, I was more interested in that NFL top 100. Neighbors was at 99 or something when he basically didn't play last year. Mm-hmm. And Jackson Dart's got to learn to play a different style.
Yeah, because he was also injured. He got checked out for, I think it was 9 concussions during the season last year. Yeah.
Well, he was not protected.
So what's interesting is the Giants' O-line was actually played okay. The once they lost Andrew Thomas and they played worse, the Giants' O-line wasn't actually the problem. It was Jackson Dart not playing behind the line.
Yeah.
Because he would then roll out quite quickly and then you get hit. And, like, people can't protect you if you run away.
No, that's right.
If you run away, people can't protect you.
As soon as you go, and that's what happens to the likes of Cam Newton, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels. You once you've left the line, that's it. You are an open target as long as you're on the field of play.
The other thing I always wonder about, so the Giants' D-line talked about a lot for the talent. When will they deliver? Like, when will they be the Giants' D-line that you want them to be? They have so much talent there. They drafted more talent this year. They spent, what was the number 3 overall pick, Avril Reese.
Which is interesting, right? I mean, that Avril Reese pick versus, boy, who could they have picked? Were they in for David Bailey as well, potentially?
No,
he went, didn't he?
No, they were.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, you know, everyone thinks that Harbaugh's a defense guy. But that's not his background, is it?
Isn't he special teams? Special teams is, yeah.
So, but he's always played a defensive or gone very defensive in Baltimore. So, be interesting to see if he reproduces the Baltimore Giants or whether it's like...
He hasn't gone defense the last few years in Baltimore, though. He has brought over what I would say is a very good DC from the Titans, because the Titans' D-line played hard last year. They didn't win a lot of games, but they did play hard. So, I'm hoping that will kind of translate in the Giants' D-line.
I mean, they scored high in a few games last year and still lost. That capitulation against Denver, when Denver put like 24 on them in the last 10 minutes or something, it's like, yeah.
It's really, can the Giants stay healthy and build momentum for the next few years? Do I think they're winning the division this year? No.
But who could be winning the division this year?
I'm not picking the Cowboys again. I'm not doing it.
Who are you picking?
Last year was just too much. I'm sorry. I'm too scarred already from America's team. Oh, my God.
But who are you picking if you're not picking the Cowboys?
I have no idea.
Are you seriously picking the Eagles?
I don't know. I'm just, the whole thing about the Cowboys just really destroyed me last year. But I do really like their wide receiver room. I think Fournette will have a really good wide receiver 3 coming up in his third year. I think the O-line is really good. I'm hoping that Javonte Williams will hold out, though, because he has had an injury history. He played very well last year, but you haven't actually got anyone behind him.
Yeah, so. He's had some crippling knee injuries.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about the Cowboys is, depends who you talk to, they are predicted to win between 10 and 14.
Their over-under is 9.5.
14 is massive.
Yeah. It's interesting because, well, the NFC East is playing the AFC South and the NFC West. NFC West is very hard.
Yeah, and did you say the AFC South?
AFC South, yeah.
So that's...
The Texans' defense is not fun to play.
That's the Jags.
Jags isn't a good team last year. Yeah. Colts, depending on when you play
Titans.
Them in the season.
Yeah.
If you play them in the first 8 games of the season, your Colts toss such
hard. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Last 8 games. Then, let's hope you have them later in the schedule.
Because Daniel Jones will...
Yeah. I reckon the defense is really the big question in the Cowboys. Will Christian Parker be able to deliver a good defense? I think he will. He's got Kobe Durant and Caleb Downs coming into the defensive backfield. I think that's going to be really fun to watch. But yeah, are they going to deliver? That's really it.
I mean, I've got the feeling about Dak as I've got the feeling about Josh Allen.
That door
is closing, and...
Well, Dak's already starting to talk about retirement, because he is getting old, and you kind of go, is this team going to make 30. The Super Bowl? No, he's 36.
Is he 35. That old?
Yeah, he is older than you think, I think, because he came into the league in 2014.
He did come in young, yeah.
So I think, like, he's old, like, he is talking about, like, longevity in his life. So I think if he doesn't really see a Super Bowl, he probably is starting to wonder what he's doing there.
32?
Yeah.
32. I mean, we've seen great quarterback playing 36, 38, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
he has had some horrific ankle injuries.
Oh, that bro. Yeah. But then he's still got a good wide receiver call, but I'm kind of going,
and his line is good.
CeeDee Lamb's been around a while.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's still good. I think Flournoy's good. George Pickens. It's a very good wide receiver trio. You've got Ferguson at tight end. Like, I think the offense is fine.
It always has been. They score 40
again. It's the defense. It's all the defense. Even their kicker's good. Like, you can't even say their kicker's not good. Brandon Aubrey is one of the better kickers in the league. You can't really. Like, it's all their defense deliver.
So, that all said, it's interesting because you don't trust the Eagles.
No.
The Cowboys have scarred you.
Scarred me.
The Giants have got people coming back from big injuries. The Commanders.
I don't know. Their whole division is just an I don't know. I have to think about it when I'm picking. Yeah. What about you?
I think at the moment, I'm going to pick up the mantle from you.
Oh God, don't.
I'm probably going to think
you're
the Cowboys.
You're going to get burned.
I know. And we'll be here again in about six months' time with me going, God's sake, why didn't I listen?
I don't know.
But I like you. I think the Eagles have got problems. I think they've got cultural issues. I think they've got problems. The Commanders. They just, I don't know, fell apart so badly last year.
I know.
And the Giants, I was really high on the Giants when they bought Harbaugh in, and I thought about Neighbours, and I thought about, hasn't OBJ gone back there? And
he's
kind of in there, and, you know, they've got Scatterbo, they've got Dart. I think the future's bright for them, but...
It's not a this year thing, though.
It probably isn't this year, but there's always a team. There's always a team. It was probably the Patriots last year. There was always a team.
I would say I had more faith in Drake May second year than I do Jackson Dart second year. I just have a very great fear that he's not going to stay healthy the whole year, if I'm being honest. Mm. I just think the Giants' whole thing for me is, will the team stay healthy?
It's the protection thing as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm gonna pitch the Cowboys.
Okay. Should I move on?
Let's do it.
So, Monday Night Showdown. I thought it'd be fun to talk about some running backs of last decade, the 2010s.
Oh, for God's sake.
Why?
I struggle to remember people in this decade, never mind last decade.
I just feel like people have forgotten about, because they were very big at their time and quite fun to watch. They may have only been good for like one or two seasons, but they were like a big deal. So, obviously not on this list are like Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Shady McCoy, Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore, Le'Veon Bell. They're not on this list.
Cool. Everybody that's just appeared in my Google search, yeah.
These are the other running backs who are really good for their teams. So, firstly, I'm starting off with the person that I feel gets off, like, left off a lot of lists, Jamaal Charles from the Chiefs. His average for his career was 5.29 yards per carry. That's insane.
That's a big carry.
Yeah, like, he was pretty much the Chiefs' offense for quite a few years there.
What's the normal? Three?
Yeah, the normal was like 3.1.
Yeah, something like that.
So he was so fun to watch. He would juke. He was an enjoyable player that I feel like people don't talk about a lot. The other person, or the other ones on this list, who was very big for one, like, he was the name for 1 year, DeMarco Murray, won Offensive Player of the Year in 2014. Remember when he was like the name?
The one.
He was the one. And then he just disappeared off the face of the earth, ended up on the Titans.
Where
he went Eagles, Titans, disappeared. Yeah.
They say about this short life of running backs, yeah. right? It's very few getting past 5 years.
Talk about short life. Todd Gurley, unfortunately.
Todd Gurley, yeah.
Cut short by a knee injury from college that ended up being like arthritis, so he couldn't actually run anymore. It was painful for him to run. So he was an absolute dominance presence. He won 2017 Offensive Player of the Year. He was a big part of both Super Bowl runs for the Rams and the Falcons.
And won neither,
but just he was also so cool. He was so cool to watch.
He was very good.
And then another one who's often forgot about, end of the 2000s, early 2010s, Arian Foster for the Texans. He was like the name of the Texans for a while there because the Texans.
I knew you couldn't go a whole episode without talking about the Texans, right?
I know. He was both a rushing and receiving threat, but really let's talk about the OG receiving threat, Matt Forte.
The Chicago Bears and the New York Jets.
He had over 11,000 yards in scrimmage in his career. He's often used as like a prime example for a running back who can catch out of the backfield, because he really could. And then my last one, because he was so fun at the goal line, because he just ran people over, and you know I love it, of the Eagles and the Patriots, a three-time Super Bowl winner, LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
He just... people. But yeah, anyone that you can think I've forgotten, I have a few other names that I thought about but left off.
I mean, I'm not sure who else you left off. Darren Sproles.
Yeah, so he didn't actually have as much of a career as I thought he did.
Redefined the role of the gadget third down back, setting the decade record for receiving yards by a running back.
Because when I looked up, and like his highlights are really good, but he wasn't actually very good, like he wasn't as consistent as I wanted him to be.
No.
If that makes sense.
Le'Veon Bell?
Yes, I said Le'Veon Bell wasn't in this list.
It's kind of in there. Frank Gore?
Again, I said he wasn't in this list.
I thought you didn't. I didn't hear Frank Gore's name.
No, I said these are the players that are not on this
Peterson,
list.
Peterson, McCoy, and yes, Lynch. That's all I heard.
Gore and Le'Veon Bell.
I didn't hear Gore, sorry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because those are people that everyone always talks about.
Yeah, but I mean.
These are people that people never talk about. People always talk about Le'Veon Bell, sometimes for reasons other than football, but yes,
sadly,
people always talk about him. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear your core thing, so.
Other people I considered, Jay Ajayi, he was really big for the Eagles and the Dolphins. Darren McFadden was big, more in college for Arkansas. Alfred Morris for the Commanders was quite a big name out there, then the Cowboys, and then David Johnson for the Cardinals, who did have a very fluid and quite elegant running style. Like, I remember watching him run between tackles, and it was like beautiful to watch. But yeah,
Fred Jackson.
So he's more 2000s.
Oh, I've put 2010s in my thing here.
Yeah, so he's 2000s into 2010s. Oh. Same with MJD, but they were more mid 2000s.
You keep changing the roles on me.
Well, I said 2010s,
and I put 2010s in my search.
I know, but he was more 2000s to 2010s. Yeah,
AI sorted out.
I don't know how.
I have these on-air fights all the time. So.
Yeah, but those were just the people I wanted to call out because they played a very good career, were very enjoyable to watch in the 2010s for me. And I just wanted to give some love to some people that often aren't talked about.
Well, it's very unusual for you to actually have offensive players in your discussion.
I can sometimes talk offense.
No, but normally you're just big on the D, high on the D.
I do like watching offense, and I do like watching these few players. I really appreciated their time in the league.
Is it because they smash people?
No, the only
and
one
you
who
just
really
like smash
someone.
People.
The only one who did smash people was LeGarrette Blount. The rest of them, I would say, were more avoidant or in between the tackles. They tried to not get hit. Jamaal Charles especially, because he had some horrific knee injuries in his career.
That is a problem for running backs, though, isn't it?
Well, you can see how it happens.
Yeah, they just come across them and
there's some very, very gross slow mo footage on YouTube of people unfortunately having their careers ended.
Well, guess what?
What? I know.
You know what that music means? Do you have any final words?
I do not.
Cool. Well, apart from our usual, please get onto our socials where you can do our food polls and now drink polls. You can watch all of our TikTok amazing videos, and then you can also watch the studio version of this show on YouTube. So that is our show for another week. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be back next Monday at 6:30.
the city on.